Backyard beekeeping is on the rise. Take beekeeper Bob Falk, one of a growing number of urban keepers. He lives in a residential neighborhood in Madison, Wisconsin, and keeps his hives right there in his front yard. TT Book reporter and blogger Aaron Kloon went to visit Falk to find out more about the life of the urban beekeeper.
Hey there, Bob.
Oh, hey.
Is it a good time to see bees?
Yeah, it is. It'd be easier if you put this hat on first.
Okay.
I gotta get the smoker out.
For Bob, there are a lot of good reasons to keep bees. There's his own garden, which definitely benefits from the bees' attention. There's the fact that on a macro scale, as much as 50% of our food wouldn't be available without pollination. Bob likes the idea that he's doing his part to keep bees and our food supply healthy. Plus, beekeeping runs in his family.
My very first memory in life was being stung by a bee with my dad's hives.
So your dad was a beekeeper?
He was a beekeeper, an organic gardener, and, you know, loved to be outdoors.
So now we have these three-story yellow boxes.
Which are called supers.
Supers, and then each one has, like, dozens of bees crawling.
There's probably 30 or 40,000 bees here anyway, in two hives.
You don't even have gloves on.
Well, I'm going to put them on in a minute when I pull out the frames. But here you can see the different sized bees. There is a drone. The drone is a little bit bigger than the...
Well, I really like the idea of doing our part to protect the nation's bee colonies. I'm also a mom. My kids play a few yards from these hives. Oh, something poked me in the leg.
So you think you got one sting?
I think I did. It's my war wound. Maybe I've watched too many cartoons, but I kept imagining a black cloud of bees swarming through the neighborhood, stinging everyone to death. And I wondered if I was the only neighbor worried about that.
Well,
does it really work like that? Or?
No, it can. I mean, in fact, I talked to this gardener who had bees, and she told me that they're swarmed over here a few blocks away, and she said it was traumatic. As far as the neighbors are, I was worried about it, but again, honeybees are pretty docile. You have to have them within a certain distance, so they tend to fly up rather than fly out because they have a flight pattern.
I see how they're kind of going. They kind of go to that little slot at the bottom, and then they kind of go straight forward out.
Yeah, well, there's some of those bees there are doing a little dance to tell them where the nectar is. The foragers will come in and tell the other guys, hey, look, there's a really nice bunch of flowers out that direction so far. And they'll roam up to 5 miles, but typically a couple miles is their range.
So I could be sitting in my backyard and some of your bees are over there.
Oh, absolutely.
Checking out my hydrangea.
Right. In fact, some of your flowers will make some of our honey, hopefully.
Neat. I'll work on my garden harder. The more time I spent with the bees, the more comfortable I got. Not as comfortable as Bob's 7-year-old son, Sam, who came out in his bare feet in the yard to join us.
Yeah, so if they come at you,
yeah,
like if they're right in your face,
yeah,
and you just like buzz them right there, just go wham.
Just swat at them. I'm going to chase them by you guys. But I'm happy to have the bees nearby. And over time, I'm sure we'll start to get along. Sam brushed it off him and got on me.
Erin Kloon is a blogger and a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio and TT Book. She visited with beekeeper Bob Falk in Madison.